I just wanted to take a quick commercial break and tell you about the most recent publications from the Codex Foundation. First of all, Book Art Object, Volume 1, is now almost out of print. We printed 1,500 copies. 1,200 of them are in the hands of consumers. 300 are in my loft. I have an order from Germany for 100 copies if I can just figure out how to ship it for under $1,000. There's an increasing interest in the book. The Codex Book Art Object was selected as a book of the week by Distributed Art Publishers, one of the great art distributors in the United States. You can buy copies at the Codex table at a price you cannot get elsewhere. It is now selling on the internet for $115 a copy from Amazon, $150 a copy from bookstores, and we have them on sale for considerably less. How much?
$65.
If you buy 300 copies, we'll give you a special discount, and we'll be out of print. We have, since we've seen you last, published three new Codex monographs. The first one that we produced was called Us, Typography and Artist Books by Ulrike Stoltz and Ute Schneider, newly translated from the German. Our second new piece is entitled Visionaries and Fanatics, Type Design and the Private Press by Russell Merritt. Very interesting, and I think a very important dialogue should be beginning because of this very monograph. I think he's hit on something extremely important to people like us, I hope. And then, of course, the newest one we just finished this week and got them back from the bindery is L'Acide Brut Manifesto by Didier Moutel, freshly translated from the French. And it is an incredible document. All I can say is that have a look. We are now issuing a very stylish boxed set of all six monographs for $100. That's half price. So buy five. Give them to your local library. If you already have 1, 2, and 3, buy the whole set. Give the loose copies to your children. And finally... we will publish a second volume of Book Art Object. We're hoping to be able to do it a little faster than we did last time. Optimistically, David Drury was saying we were going to have it published by the end of this year. But we will have it before the next fair and hopefully by next summer. Again, one last commercial. The fair, the symposium, and the publications depend on generosity of volunteers and donors.